President Bush and Secretary of State Powell met today with the foreign ministers of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan in an ongoing effort to forge broad international consensus on how to bring about peace in the Middle East. The meeting followed similar talks Tuesday in New York with representatives of Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. The meetings have put on public display Washington's differences with its friends and allies over Middle East policy. But NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that all sides say they're determined to forge ahead.
In New York, the United Nations, European Union, and Russia made it clear they do not support Washington's decision to sideline Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. They also took issue with Washington's insistence that security for Israel must come before movement toward satisfying the political objectives of the Palestinians. The Arabs disagree with Washington on the same points. After lunching with the foreign ministers of Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia today in Washington, Secretary of State Colin Powell tried to reassure the Arabs. He told them President Bush is committed to achieving a political settlement that includes Palestinian statehood within 3 years.
Only a political solution will bring an end to this tragic situation.
The Arab foreign ministers had little to say in their brief comments after the lunch, except that they're encouraged that everyone is committed to a common goal and that concrete steps are being taken to achieve it. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher.
The discussion has been extremely fruitful. We talked in specific about some ideas that we have in order to move the process forward, and we heard about ideas that the U.S. presented forward.
State Department officials say the U.S. has been talking to all parties about a plan for overhauling the Palestinian security services, one of the areas of change that President Bush and Israel are demanding. Again, Secretary of State Powell.
We are close to a point where we can operationalize this track and really start to do the work on the ground. And it's important for us to get to work on the ground and not just create plans, but to begin to execute plans.
State Department officials say the U.S. would like the help of Arab states in that process. Earlier today, the Egyptian foreign minister told reporters that his country would be willing to help train Palestinian police as part of the reform effort. But Maher said that Israel first would have to withdraw its forces from the West Bank towns it's reoccupied. Maher also said the U.S. is mistaken in trying to isolate Yasser Arafat. But the U.S. shows no signs of changing its position. Secretary Powell told the Diane Rehm Show today on National Public Radio, Washington is trying to work with other Palestinian leaders. Powell specifically mentioned the Palestinian finance and interior ministers, Salam Fayyad and Abdelrazak Al-Yeyeh.
Those are certainly two individuals that seem to be not only asserting authority and trying to work on the transformation, but seem to be acting with authority. And so those are two that perhaps might start to fill this role that I think is badly needed.
The disagreement over Arafat is unlikely to be resolved. Various parties to the talks say that the challenge is to find a way around that and other differences and keep moving forward to the goal of peace, security, and a Palestinian state. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.